We are learning Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Peites Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Peites Amud Aleph. So learning Peites Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom Peites. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'arvin Niske Parim B'Niske Elim. So this is a Mishnah that we'll see Pasha Taich, then we'll see the Gemara that tweaks the Taich a little bit. It's interesting, look at the Mishnayis, you have to know how to Taich this Mishnah because the Gemara has a whole different Taich than the Mishnah. We know that the Nesachim of Parim and the Nesachim of Elim are different but similar, and the Nesachim of Kvasim are completely different. Why? Because the Par has three Esroinim of Solis and six Lug of Shemen. So the ratio is for every Esroin, two Lug. So it's six to three. When it comes to Ayil, Ayil has two Esroinis and four Lug. Awesome. So it's the ratio, 2 to 1. For every Esroin, two Lug. The Keves is one Yisarin and three Lug Shemen. So that the proportion is different. So the proportion of Shemen to Yisarin are the same by Parim and Elim, even though they're different in Nesachim, but Kvasim are the same. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'arvin Niske Parim, you have some Niske Nesachim on Parim and Elim, you can mix together because the ratio is the same. Ma'arvin Niske Parim Niske Elim, and you also can Ma'arev Niske Kvasim Niske Kvasim. Shal Yachir, Vishal Tzibur, from Yachir and from Tzibur, you can mix together. So Yoyim Bishal Emesh, now on top of Peites and Beis now. So Yoyim Bishal Emesh, from today and from tomorrow, you can mix together. Ava'im Arvim, Niske Kvasim, B'Niske Parim Ve'elim. But you can't mix Niske Kvasim, Niske Parim Ve'elim. Why? Because they're different. The Niske Parim Ve'elim, the ratio is two Lug Shemen per Yisaren. And Mashen Kvasim is three Lug Shemen per Yisaren. So you can't mix together. Vim Balalon. So it depends. If you already mix them together separately and then it got mixed, then it's fine. It might be possible. But if you didn't mix together and you took all the shemen and the cells mixed together, then you're breaking up the ratio and that's possible. So it comes out that, really we're explaining, that's what Pasha says, you could mix together if they're already mixed. And this actually is a machlekes or Rabbi Huda Rabbanon earlier on in the Masechta. We're going to go into Rabbanon over here. That if it's already mixed together, and then you mix it, it'll be kosher. Mashaken, before you mix it, you just have Shemen and Soil sitting here, it's possible. The last halacha is a little more poshut. Ha-keves ha-ba im ha-oimer, afa pishe mechase kfula. See, the keves that comes to the oimer, it's an oila, actually, it's the only time you bring two yisaren for a keves. He says, but even though you bring it to Yisaroin, Lohen Nesach HaKvulim, the Shemen and the Yayin were still the same much. We're still Revi Yisahin. And it's a Pasuk. Mechasa Shnei Esroinim, Soilas Blu Vashemen, Yishal HaShem, Rei HaKoyach, Menisko Yayin, Revi Yisahin. And actually, I think there's one of the first of Mechumash says that the reason why we say in Davening, Mechasa V'Niskeim Kimedubar, Shloish HaShem, what's Kimedubar? What's Kimedubar? To La Fuke, the Oimer, which has two Yisroinim. But that's an agav, I think, a point of the eye in the Chumash there in Parashem or somewhere says that. But in any case, the keves comes with two Yisroinim, and only one, still only the one din, the revius of Yayin, the revius of Shem, that stays the same, which is three look. So that's the second half of the Mishnah. When Kanshe first, on the first half of the Mishnah. Remember, the first half of the Mishnah talks about mixing different Nesachim together. Freit the Gemara, are you allowed to mix Nesachim together, Ma'arvim Nesachim, Eliad, whatever, Minu, Ve'ktiroi, Shloya Arev, Chalavim, Mechalavim. The halach is, they analogy mix the two different haktaras, which means if this carbon has this haktara, let's say this chalev, and this exact same chalev as the next carbon, you analogy mix it together. That's the halacha. Special halacha, every carbon has to have its own haktara. So even if the Nesachim are the same ratio, you're not allowed to mix it. What's going on? So the Sasim which says, Ma'arvim, Niske Parm, Niske Elim, you're not allowed to do that. So it's also to do that. V'ktiru shloi yarev chalav chalav. I'm Rav Yechanan. In misarvah kama. The Mishnah doesn't say ma'arvah doesn't mean you did it on purpose. Ma'arvah means if it happens. That's what it means. In misarvah kama. Pray to Gemara. Yehachi. So you tell me, reishvish means like if it happened already. Yehachi, it says, ve'im arvah niski kvasim niski parim ve'ilim. It says, but niski kvasim niski parim, that can't be done. So it sounds like even b'di'eved is no good. If we're saying that ma'arvim means b'di'eved, so when it comes to niske parim and niske kvasim together, that's being b'di'eved. For anything more, what can you say for bol and elf ne'atzman ve'elf ne'atzman nisarvu is ksherim mechlal d'reishu chatila kamar. It says over there that it's kosher, so it has to mean that ma'arvim means chatila. So the obvious question is, anyone who's following the chesed says, what's shver? It says, it depends. In Ma'atchloi Balal, the Mishnah says Pasal Taka. If it's before Balal, it's Pasal. It's very good. Ma'arvin means B'diavad before it was mixed in the first place. Ma'arvin, and A Ma'arvin means the B'diavad. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Zayfrek Taisus, Taisus Vas Veha, third Taisus, says Tema, by Kasha. So Taisus says the Ikka Gemara's Kasha is from Lashon Nis Arvu. When it says, V'mbol Eluf Ne'asim, V'f Ne'asim, V'nis Arvu K'sherim, there it says B'diavad. It's Mashma, the other ones I could Chathila mix together, at least after it's Balam, I could Chathila mix it together. And that's where the Kasha is from. Ah, it says V'ktiru. So Abaya answers, in a few words, the Avad, you're right. The loch is, you cannot be ma'arvin, even niske parim beniske parim, or niske parim beniske elim, even after they're already mixed. You're not mixing them together, because Vektiru says, each one, Oma Abaya, Hokama, ma'arvin yenon, im nis'arav sosom v'shamnon. And these few words, he answers the kasha. What he means to say is like this. The Mishnah, when it says ma'arvin, that's how I started telling you, when you learn this Mishnah, you learn the Mishnah one way, and if you learn the Gemara, it's a whole different way. When it says ma'arvin niske parim niske elim, does not mean the minchas. Menachos. It means yayin. The yayin. The yayin, obviously, when you mix two yayin, nothing happens. That's a clean mix. There's no problems with that. Any yayin, it's always a clean mix. But there's a din over here. You're not allowed to be ma'arev yayin of the parim and the parim with the yayin of the kvasim. Because the different type of menachos, if we can't mix the yayin either. So the Mishnah will be saying like this. That ma'arevim niske parim b'niske elim. That you could do. But you can't be ma'arev the niske parim niske kvasim. So Rashi and Kisvayad explains exactly how to read the Mishnah. He says the Hachakama ma'arvin yenom lichatchila im nekvar nisarev solson v'shamnon. That means if the solus and shemen already got mixed up with the eved, then lichatchila I'm allowed to mix the two wines together. Avas shemen v'solus lichatchiloi because v'ektiru, and that's what comes out. And the Mishnah is saying, Ma'arvin niske yayin shal parim b'shal elim im nis'arv v'sot v'shamnam. So the Mishnah starts like this. You let him ma'arv the niske yayin of parim b'shal elim im nis'arv v'sot v'shamnam kvar. If it happened already. But if not, you can't do that. Why? Because if you're scared, if you mix the wine, you're going to come to mix the shalos and shemen l'chatchila. That's also the l'chatchila. Yoivan ha'ktiru. And then it says, Ve'im ma'arvin niske yayin of parim with kvasim, that you can't do, even if nis'arv v'sot v'shamnam. You know why? Because if you have Arav, Salto, Mishmanim, it's possible. So if it's possible, you can't do the Yayin because I need more now. I have to bring new ones. And if I bring new ones, I can't do the Yayin because if I do the Yayin, I might mix everything. So there, you can't Ma'arav the Yayin if I already did the Salto, Mishmanim. So that is how you read the Mishnah. Again, read the Mishnah like this. And the Rav, when the Vartanura, teaches like the old way of this Mishnah, but this is the way the Gemara teaches the Mishnah. So it says, Ma'arv and Niske Parv and Niskele means, you've let Ma'arv Yayin after it was mixed the soils and Shaman already, but you can't do that, V'ein, on top of the Om, it says, V'ein Ma'arv Niske Kvas Niske Parim, you can't mix the wine together of these two Tepa Karbanas, even if the soils and Shaman was mixed already. You know why? Because if the soils and Shaman was mixed already, then it's possible, you have to do it again. So therefore, you can't do the Yayin yet. So let's see the Gemara a little further. We might get a little bit clearer. Not much, but you should have got it right there. But let's go a little further. The yayin lechatchila loy. The yayin lechatchila. I don't have. Mala mixed the wine lechatchila. By the time the rice or med or amurim. When is there a problem of mixing things with soilus with shemen? I'm a yayin ma'arvin. You lying ma'arv. Elama bayach kamar. This is how you read this brisa. Heche the hook the salt of a shamlam, already makrevit, ma'arv yayin lechatchila. There's no chash. Heche the loy hookter, but if you weren't makter yet, im nis'arv salt of a shamlam, if it already got mixed up, ma'arv nami yayin. You ma'arv also the yayin. Ve'im lav, eim ma'arv. But if not, you are not ma'arv. Dilma osla ruve so shamachila. You might come to do so shamachila. So the bottom line is this. Someone comes to ask you, am I allowed to mix the wines together? No, because you might mix the soil of shaman. After the soil of shaman is done already mixed, then it depends. If it's the same type where it's kosher, then you're allowed to mix the yayin. But if the soil of shaman are possible, you're not allowed to mix the yayin. And that's for sure. If you mark the already soil of shaman, for sure you're allowed to mix the wines. Now, another thing that comes out of this Gemara is the chatchila, you cannot be mix soils and shaman together. Soils and shaman of the nesachim of parim and of elim, you know, the same ratio, even parim and parim, you can't mix together. Why? Even two parim you can't mix together. Why? V'hektiroi teaches us, v'hektiroi shlo yarav chalav mechalav. That it should have mixed chalav mechalav. Okay, that is this Gemara over here. Keves haba ima oimer. It says weiter in the Mishnah that a keves comes with oimer comes with a double amount of soilus. Tana bana minchas shnei asraidim. Limit al keves haba oimer shemichas kvula. That the minchas kvula. First of all, you bring two asraidim of soilus. Yach kashem shemichas kvula kachi in a kafel tam oimer. Veniska yayin revias ahin. That the yayin is revias ahin. So it says klar. And the yayin is still revias in. Yochalo yehei yayin a kafel. So it's the first apostle that two is shroinim for the mincha. The yayin is a revias in. Okay, but that teaches the yayin. What about the shemen? You know, here maybe shemen should be a little more because you have more shroinim. It would make sense that you should have more shemen. Yochalo yehei yayin a kafel shein nivla mechasa. Yehei shamne kafel shein nivla mechasa. Good, the yayin you don't mix the mincha. Good, it could be the same much. But shemen, you mix the mincha, should be more. Tamalayim and niskoi. It says the pasuk. Viniskoy with a hay. Oh, I'm really giving it away. I don't want to give it away. Oh, so Mara says, Tamal Viniskoy, call Nisakh of the Ravias. All Sakhalim Ravias. Says Niska Ravias in? What's the riot? It says Niska Yayin. It says Viniskoy Yayin Ravias in. How's that right? How do you see means Evan Nisakh? Omarabalazo, Ksiv Viniskoy with a hay. You read it Viniskoy, but it says with a hay. Vikarino Viniskoy, you read it Viniskoy. Kate said, so nischa the mincha can niskoy the yayin. The niska is the lashon of on a keva the mincha. So the niska of the mincha, which is the shemen, is the same thing like the yayin. My yayin revias, I have shemen, I'm revias. Just like the yayin's revias, shemen's also revias. Om Rav Yechanan. Osha Mitzayra. We said before the Osha Mitzayra is special. It has a mincha with it, which is like a mincha sasachim. And we know it's a mishnah that tzadik on base that. All kabbonis need a mincha on the sachem. Besides, for bechor, ma'asa, pesach, chatas, and asham, don't need a mincha as a sachem. But the asham does. The asham of mitzvah does. It's unique. The asham of mitzvah is unique. It has mincha as a sachem. Rav Yechon, asham mitzvah, shakl shalosh shmoy. Let's say shakl shalosh shmoy. Lach is v'shechta v'shalosh shmoy. It's like all the bayim shechayev. And you continue the carbon as is. It says tall nesachem. You have to bring nesachem. Because if it's not going to bring it, then you pass it. It was set aside for Asham Mitzayra. I can't bring it for a different Asham, because you can't bring Asham to Dava. So I can't bring a different Asham. I have to continue with Asham Mitzayra. Good, it's not working with Shem Chayva, but it's Asham Mitzayra. Asham Mitzayra has a Sacham. I have to bring the Sacham. That's what he's Mechadish. Maskar of Nashir, Bagado, El Miata, Keves Haba Moimer, Shashachtos Oshmai, Shachtos Oshmai. So you're going to have bring another Keves now. So now you should bring a double minch on it. Tei menachasa kavula shimiata emekein pesaltai. If not, you're going to pass it. This is a keves. It's a gara oila, but it's a keves of a oimer. So she needs two nusachim. Tell me what you have to do. Another question. Matamon shel shachar. Every day is tamon. Shachar soy shmoy. Yitar shnei gzirim bekayin echad. Look, is that with the tamon shachar came a kayin brought two gzirim to put on his back, dedicated for the tamon. Two pieced logs of wood. Shimata emekein pesaltai. You pass it. Matamon shmei abayim shachar shmoy. Yitar shnei gzirim shnei kahanim. She needs two gzirim with two kahanim. Shimata emekein pesaltai. So Mara says enechanami, and they read it like this. Some of the gears like this. Enechanami. He means everything. Any carbon slower smoy, if it was for that carbon, it has to continue the same way as that carbon. Rabbi Abba Amar, no. This is condemned in Bechlal. Bishloima Hanoch, Oilusdinu. Bishloima, the case of the Keves and the Keves of Talmud is Oilusdinu. Eloi Chazu, lo Oilus Chayva, Karvel Oilus Dava. If it's not Royu, lo Oilus Chayva, Karvel Oilus Dava. Elohacha, but here, Eloi Mukmislo Bemilsa, Asham nedava mi'ika. If you don't zetzerayin in the right thing, asham nedava mi'ika. There's no such thing as an asham. Besides, there you have an eitzah. Okay, it's not the regular oila, but it's oilas nedava. It's fine. Those are both oilas. Asham has nothing else to put it into. It has to fit into the asham mitzvah box because the asham can't be brought as a nedava. So therefore, you have to continue the same thing asham. Oh, oila, you continue like a regular oila. It doesn't have a double nesachim. It doesn't have a shnei gzirim. But here, by asham, you have no choice. And tanya gavah said Rabbi Yechanan. Asham Mitzayra, at least Gavi Asham Mitzayra, Asham Mitzayra, Shachzor Hashmai, Oishan Asham Dama Gavi Hainas, which is a psul, Harezu Oil Gamizbeach, it goes to Gamizbeach, with Tar Nisachim, and needs a Sachim, and needs another Asham to be Mati yourself, but Avada, you still bring the Nisachim, even though it's Shachzor Hashmai, after bringing another one, I still bring the Nisachim. Ashaykin Oilah, it's different.